Minnesota's been very hard hit with high pathogenic avian influenza. They have a large turkey population there, and they're having premises identified positive almost daily, multiple premises daily. I'm not sure exactly what the count is at this time, but this has been going on for several weeks. And it's identified that it's related to the wild waterfowl population that's in their migratory route, going back north at this time. When they came south up there, everything was frozen. They have lots of USDA employees that have come from all over the country to serve a 21-day stint to assist with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture in responding to this disease, and Georgia has been asked to participate. So we responded readily and agreed to go, and this morning we put in the road three teams of two inspectors. Three of the inspectors are Georgia Department of Agriculture employees. Two of the inspectors are employees of the Georgia Poultry Laboratory Network, and one of the inspectors is a USDA employee here in the state of Georgia. These three vehicles that are headed north are taking supplies as well as equipment to aid in the response to the avian influenza. They will be in Minnesota for 21 days. We have got an agreement with the United States Department of Agriculture. We signed a contract with them, and they will be reimbursing us for our expenses. You know, we're known and are the number one poultry state in the country. And, you know, we don't have a lot of turkeys here in Georgia, if any really to speak of. And turkeys seem to be more susceptible to this virus than do chickens. However, you know, it's a major concern. If it comes to Georgia, it can be extremely devastating, as it has been to Minnesota.
And Dan Duncan, Georgia Department of Agriculture's Livestock and Poultry Division Manager, has more information about some of the staff that has headed to Minnesota.
One specifically, the North District Supervisor, he has been involved with many poultry operations across the state, some disease, some emergency operations. But he has specific knowledge that will apply to this situation. One of the others has also had some minor involvement. But really the big thing here was to try and get some diversity of knowledge across the state within my division to try and spread that knowledge around and not just confine it to one location. In the event that we do have something take place here in the state, we're not just operating out of one base. We might be able to have a couple across the state.
And Duncan also explains what they hope to accomplish while in Minnesota.
A couple of things. First of all, aid Minnesota Department of Ag and USDA officials up there and allow them to have a little bit of rest time and just kind of cycle in and out when they need the help. But ultimately, it's also to provide a state that's already been heavily impacted with relief overall from a disease standpoint. And hopefully by doing so, we may ultimately be able to keep that virus at bay where it's currently at and not bring it back, not allow it to spread further.
Dan, what are some of the precautions that you are asking not only commercial growers, but backyard flocks, this, that, and the other? What are you asking them to do right now?
Just keep biosecurity as number one in their mind with all that they do. Also, if they've got any concerns, if they see any of their backyard flock that's acting abnormally, to report it to regulatory officials or contact their private veterinarian.
And Dan, one more question for you. Between this going on, obviously no cases in Georgia yet, and we hope there aren't any, but you have been dealing also with the PED virus. That's obviously kept your office pretty busy, hasn't it?
Yes, sir. More so than we could have ever anticipated. But, you know, it's not something we necessarily planned on, but it's events that we've definitely trained for and putting some of that training to use right now. But also our folks, while they're up there in Minnesota, are going to learn some valuable things that they can hopefully bring back here to benefit the department and also our industry across the state.
So again, the Georgia Department of Agriculture and Georgia Poultry Lab have sent some of their employees to Minnesota, along with special vehicles and supplies, to assist in the efforts against the avian influenza outbreak in that state. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.